Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by AFMA, protecting military families since 1879. Boeing. Boeing is a proud sponsor of Navy lacrosse. Go Midshipmen. And by Chevrolet, preferred automotive of Navy athletics.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. It's all brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Coming up on the big program, we'll talk women's tennis with Sam Droop as they get their shot against Army this week. And for the first time in school history, Navy women's lacrosse will get a chance to compete against Army Black Knights in their first year of having women's lacrosse. And Navy will get their chance coming off of a win Wednesday night against Lehigh. Before the game, we had a chance to talk with senior defender Lizzie Rulin. We'll have her comments coming up. We'll also tell you about baseball's big Wednesday win at UMES, pounding the Hawks by a count of 16-4. All that and more straight ahead on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. More when we return on the Navy Radio Network.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Strippler up top, left side for Warner. Warner to carry below the goal. Chair sets the screen for Warner. Andy, top angle shot, wrap around, he shoots and scores.
If it's spring in Annapolis, it's time for Navy lacrosse. So while you're cheering on our winning team or celebrating another Navy lacrosse victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from NAAA and your friends at Anheuser-Busch to remind you responsibility matters.
AFMA is the longest-standing financial solutions provider expressly for the military community. Everything we do, from affordable life insurance to fee-only investment management and unique survivor assistance, empowers current and former service members and their families to make smart, confident financial decisions through every stage of life. Call us at 800-985-7650 or visit aafmaa.com/Navy today for more information.
Constellation recognizes Navy lacrosse as a leader on the field. We understand that winning happens with dedication, teamwork, and superior effort. And at Constellation, these values help us to deliver better energy solutions. As the nation's leading competitive energy supplier, our diverse workforce brings the skills and ingenuity that help drive our success. From engineering to information technology to operations and beyond, there are opportunities throughout the Exelon family of companies. We know the future of energy is you. Go Navy!
General Dynamics Mission Systems develops systems and products that protect your Navy fleet on platforms such as SSBN, SSGN, and SSN submarines, littoral combat ships, expeditionary fast transport, DDGs, and more, advancing your mission.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to talk a little Navy women's lacrosse. And somebody's got a unique perspective this week, as Navy later on this week will be taking on Army in the first ever women's lacrosse game between the two, because she's played against Army before, but not on the lacrosse field. But Lizzie, first things first, for you all as a team, how good is it to just get back on the field coming up on Wednesday and as a team have a chance to put Saturday behind you guys and get right back at it in game competition coming up Wednesday night with a tough Lehigh squad?
Like Coach has been saying, this is a blessing to have a game so close from last Saturday. We're really excited to finally get that game behind us, improve from our mistakes, and prove to everyone that we're not an 0-2 team.
I know for those of you, obviously older players in the program, you all have set a standard for success here. And this is one of the few times where you all didn't meet that standard, per se. As an older player, what have the last couple of days been like to make sure that, say, some of the younger players don't necessarily panic right now because you guys didn't have the success that you expect on Saturday?
We definitely want to focus on that this is not Navy women's lacrosse. This is not how we play. This is not what we expect. And I think a lot of the girls understand that. You tell in their faces after the loss that they didn't expect that. We didn't need that. It's not something we look to strive for. But the last two practices have been all about, like, getting back to the basics, having fun and loving the game. And, like, once we start having fun again with it, that's when we'll start, like, producing and winning.
As a player out there on the field, we watched some of the Lehigh game on Saturday before the men's game, and they literally, for at least a 7.5 minute period, virtually played keep away from American. As a player on the team that's trying to get the ball back, how tough is that when a team goes into a situation like that? And what can you do as a team to try and maybe get a little more aggressive and try and get possession back for your team, especially in a situation where they were trailing like that?
Yeah, definitely with the stall, it's something that's really hard to try to get back. You know, obviously they're in a stall for a reason. We need the ball back. But we have multiple defenses that we worked for and, like, been working on to get that ball back, trying to get a double, hard pressure. It's just something where we have to try to capitalize on their mistake, hopefully get a turnover. We have a lot of big defensive, hardworking players, so I'm not really worried about that.
You have a chance to play Army and lacrosse on Saturday. You are one of the few people on your team that knows what that competition is like. What do you say to your teammates who have never had that opportunity to compete against Army? What are they in for coming up on Saturday?
They definitely realize that this is a big game in our season, something that we've never done before. So I just like to explain to them that this is an emotional game more than a physical game. Definitely for soccer, you know, you go on their field because we're playing away this game. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different atmosphere. That's something that you'll never know or understand until you're on that field. So just take our emotions, even if it's nervous, scared, excited, put them on the field and, like, work with them. We got to take them using positively and make sure we just come out with the win.
I know most games, it's really about how you physically perform, but through your years here at the Academy, how have you dealt with that yourself to make sure that, you know, physically you're going to where you're supposed to, but mentally making sure you maintain that focus as well?
I definitely think we just need to, like, for me at least, I focused on one game at a time, one competition in front of me. The next game is the most important. You know, right now, focusing on Lehigh. Emotionally, I'm excited to play Army, but I know that if I, like, look too far ahead, it will affect my game, so emotionally, you just have to take each competitor, even if, like, you have to focus that it's not about them, it's about us. Sometimes I don't even think about the other team we're playing.
Obviously, for you in high school, at a real competitive place like Ward Melville, lucky enough to be a letter winner, two different sports, all 4 years. How much did that help you prepare to play two sports on this level, where not only, let's face it, I mean, some, you see it a lot at the Division III level especially, you see some kids who do play multiple sports, may not play them as much. You, on the other hand, have played a ton for both. What has that experience been like here at the Academy?
It's been an awesome experience, something that I definitely don't want to take for, like, advantage of. But, like I say all the time, I think it's a lot harder to play one sport here. Having an off season, those girls work really hard. Being able to play full year round just in the Patriot League and competitive games is such a blessing.
How do you do it? Because, I mean, for a student athlete here, it's tough enough. Yeah. To do one, because so much of, especially both of your programs, championship programs, I mean, there's so much that is expected. How in the world have you been able to accomplish what you need to do on the field as well as what's expected of you off the field?
I would say the coaches. The coaches have made it so easy for me to be able to play both sports and do the academic side, the military side, and the athletic side. It's definitely time-wise, it's hard, and the shift from going from one team to the other, but having all the coaches and the girls on my side has made it so much easier.
Did you think coming in that, hey, I can do this, or was there a little trepidation at first in terms of trying to play both sports?
I always thought that I could do it. I mean, I wanted to, and I feel like if you just, like, focus on it and really concentrate, you'll be able to do anything. But there's definitely been times where I'm, you know, stressed with schoolwork, stressed with the academy lifestyle, that I've thought to myself maybe I've taken too much on. But at the end of the day, having the coaches and the girls there, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Obviously, Wednesday night against Lehigh, a big game. It's the next game. What do you all have to do to get back on stride Wednesday night as folks will be able to watch that game on Patriot League TV at 7 o'clock?
We just need to start focusing on ourselves. We've definitely gotten away from that, focused on who we're playing, what our mistakes have been. Obviously, we haven't been clicking to where we need to be. But I think the coaches have done a great job on focusing on our defense, our attack, our midfield, our goalie, and not even worrying about other teams. Just getting back to the basics, catching and throwing, running hard, and just winning that game.
Is there a fine line between frustration and, you know, obviously that competitiveness that makes you want to get back out there? And obviously you're going to try that much harder, but you know sometimes if you try to do too much, that frustration continues sometimes. How do you all, you know, find that fine line that you'll need, obviously, against a good team on Wednesday?
there's definitely a fine line. And I think sometimes we go over a little bit into the frustrated side, but we have to look back, sit down for a second, start to breathe and relax and realize that this is a game of lacrosse. We know how to play. We know what to do. Just get back to it and start enjoying the game again. And I think that the coaches have definitely done that yesterday. The whole focus of the practice was having fun for the whole practice. So I thought that was huge, realizing that this is a sport. We know how to play it. We've been playing it since we've been young. Let's get back to the basics and just play lacrosse.
East Etowicoke Zone out of Ward Melville. Lizzie Rulin as the Mids did indeed get victory on Wednesday night. Julia Collins with 4 goals. Jenna Collins and Meg O'Donnell with 2 each. Navy beating Lehigh, stopping the Mountain Hawks 7-game winning streak along the way. Navy winning it by a score of 11-5. Ingrid Boyle with a great game in net as well for the midshipmen. Coming up, women's tennis. Sam Droop joins us as we talk about that. Coming up next on the Navy Sports Magazine. Brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to talk a little women's tennis with Sam Droop. And for you and your teammates, what a weekend coming up here. I mean, 3 matches over 2 days. But, of course, the one on Saturday, one of the most important ones, is you all get to take on the Black Knights of West Point. For you all as a team to see where the program has come from, trying to get to their level, finally getting there last year, taking care of business, how much does that help you now as you all head into this match this weekend prepare?
Definitely a lot. I came in, and then my seniors were the first recruited class here, and beating Army meant everything to them. And we put so much emphasis at practice. It's pretty much everything we work towards. So getting over that hurdle last year was huge, and I think that confidence going into this weekend will definitely help us.
When you, how much of this is much mental preparation as it is physical preparation for a tennis player, especially when you know you could potentially do your best, but your opponent may have the match of their life that particular day? How much of it is mental as much as physical preparation getting ready for a big match like this?
I definitely think it's all mental. Right now, I mean, we are pretty much at the end of our season. We've done the physical work. I mean, that can't happen overnight. But it's the mental aspect that I believe is 75%. I mean, you could have 2 players, one a little bit better, but the one that's going to be mentally stronger, stay out there, perform when the pressure is really at them, that's the player that's going to come forward and win.
You've played both singles and doubles here. What are the challenges to doing both?
Doubles is, you know, you come out and they've modified the scoring, so it's right after they call the lineups. I mean, doubles is going out. It's the first couple balls that you hit, so you've got to come out strong. And it's reduced to a set now, so if you don't come out strong in those first couple games, it is really hard to, you know, dig yourself out of the hole.
In terms of, let me ask you about doubles, too. I mean, obviously, important things such as serving, you want to get your first serve in and things of that nature, but how much is the rest of it? Once the ball's in play, how much of it is just all reactionary out there because of the nature of the game, and you've got 4 players that are all right on top of each other?
Right. I mean, for doubles, you know, depending how you were taught, it's basically who can get to the net first, who can take control of the point first. And Army's definitely got an aggressive doubles team, so it's all about, you know, keeping the ball deep, keeping it in, you know, making sure you're playing the point, but also putting the ball in the correct spots, too. You know, you sit anything up too high, even just one shot that's, you know, something that gives them a little bit of an advantage, they're right over it. So you've got to be quick as far as, you know, I'm not making any mistakes, but also putting the balls, you know, where they need to be.
You've had a decent amount of success as a Division I tennis player here. From when you got here to where you are now, where do you think you've made your best strides, and what's allowed you to be as successful as you've been?
I definitely thought my best strides were my youngster year, just because the people that I looked up to so much were there. We had this one senior, she's actually a picture out on the wall. She was such a fierce competitor, and I looked up to her so much on the court and off the court. So her pushing me every single day was really advantageous to me.
You played, obviously, junior tennis growing up. How much did that help you prepare even for the level of tennis that you knew you were going to face good people just about every time out at the Division I level?
So much. I'm so grateful for the coaches I had growing up. I had a great set of coaches for about 9 years down in Hilton Head. One played on the Pro Tour, and her husband coached her while she was on the Pro Tour. And they were both just great, great coaches, and really gave me opportunities to play good players and, you know, recommended tournaments and so forth.
How much did that work establishing, you know, just like anything, the fundamentals of the game? And I'm sure that maybe at times it got exhausting going over the fundamentals of the game, but did you see why maybe that was perhaps important then as to why you're able to do things as consistently now?
Absolutely. When I first came to her when I was 10 years old, she was like, we're going to redo all your strokes, everything. Everything about this is technique, technique, technique. And I'm so grateful for it because luckily, knock on wood, I have not been injured. And I really believe that it's because of the technique that they showed me. At first, it was, you know, it took a while. I didn't play much tournaments, but the techniques, and then as far as, you know, I got along with my career, the tactics.
Outside of, obviously, what you go through in practice and volleying, you know, and practicing your serve, what are things that you do as a tennis player to make sure you maintain top fitness? Because there's so much more to it, and I don't think people really understand it. We watch TV, tennis on TV, and we just see the players in those moments right there. How much time goes into that physical preparation so you maintain top fitness?
So much. I mean, you can tell I'm sweating a little bit. I just came back from a workout. We do workouts 4 days a week during noon, and then sometimes before practice we'll even run. And then during the off season is when we really pick up our fitness. We just have a small couple weeks in the fall semester when we do off season, but during those times it's okay to be sore because we don't have a weekend match, so we really push it, and it's so important.
For you all as a team, how much did a venture to Puerto Rico, you know, help bond and just that little bit more to bring people together as teammates?
Yeah, I personally didn't go. The seniors ended up not going, but I think the team came back super strong. They saw a really good team down there. UNC is top country team in the country right now, so to get that experience was awesome.
How do you go into a weekend like this where you've got so much emotion in addition to the physical output on Saturday, and then some of you will have to bounce back and play again on Sunday? How difficult of a weekend is this coming up?
Oh, absolutely. It's pretty difficult. Can't let our emotions, you know, for Saturday get, you know, in the way for Sunday. Sunday's a completely new day. We have a Patriot League conference match that day as well. So no matter what happens on Saturday, we got to make sure that we come back the next day just as focused, treating Saturday's match just like any other match.
For you, in terms of your career now, when you look at what you've accomplished in the hall and obviously graduating from the Naval Academy 4 years ago, how gargantuan a task did that seem compared to where you are right now?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe I got the acceptance letter in here. And then just as each milestone comes, I don't know, it definitely amazes me, but I love the challenge. I love the challenge that the court brings, competition brings, and I definitely think I'll be able to apply it to the fleet.
I appreciate the time. Best of luck this weekend against the Black Knights.
Very much appreciated. Thank you, sir.
So blessed to interview the kids we do here at the Academy. You get terrific student-athletes. We've really had some great ones here over the past few weeks. Hopefully you've had a chance either via our YouTube videos on the Navy Athletics page at YouTube. So many of those now up there and available to you. A lot of great Navy content available to you there on YouTube on the Navy Athletics channel as well. And, of course, our weekly editions right here on the radio. Come back, take a look at baseball's big win on Wednesday. Also, preview of Mitch Harris Day coming up on Saturday as the Mids will welcome in Holy Cross as Patriot League play in baseball is getting set to get underway. We're back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment on the Navy Sports Network.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Man, NCAA March Madness is already here. The upsets, the buzzer beaters, you can't miss a moment. So clear your calendar and get to B-Dubs, the official hangout for NCAA March Madness. They'll have all the action on their wall-to-wall TVs, and they'll be serving up can't-miss food and drink specials. Trust me, you'd be mad to miss this. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
Navy Federal member Heather Lanning can tell the difference between babesiosis and Plasmodium falciparum practically with her eyes closed.
I know my parasites.
When it comes to PMI and PITI payments on home mortgages, she's a little less sure-footed.
There's a difference?
Helping people stay healthy is Heather's thing. Helping you be good with money is ours. At Navy Federal Credit Union, our mortgage loans can be 100% financed with no money down and no PMI. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more and be good with money. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Great to have you with us. Coming up this weekend, a lot of stuff on the yard. Navy and Holy Cross in men's lacrosse coming up at noon on Saturday. Joe Miller and I have the call on the Navy Sports Network and on Patriot League TV. It'll be a Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Tickets $10 for adults, $5 for youth 18 years old and under, and can be purchased at 1-800-US-4-NAVY or online at NavySports.com. The baseball team taking on Holy Cross as well. Noon and 2:30 Saturday. Noon and 2:30 on Sunday. Saturday's game, it's Mitch Harris Day. Enter to win sign gear from the former Navy great and St. Louis Cardinals pitcher. It'll be raffled off during the game. Sunday, stick around after the game. All kids are welcome to run around the bases and play catch in the outfield after the contest. All those games at Max Bishop Stadium, and admission and parking are free at the stadium. Heavyweight rowing versus Princeton on Saturday at 7:20. Races beginning at Hubbard Hall. Admission is free. Women's tennis taking on Army West Point 11 o'clock on Saturday. Lafayette 10 a.m. and Norfolk State 2 p.m. on Sunday. Men's tennis taking on Norfolk State at 1 p.m. Saturday and Lafayette at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Both the men's and women's tennis matches will be held at the Naval Academy tennis courts, and admission is absolutely free. Wednesday, baseball team continued its impressive run out of the league as we mentioned, they were getting set to take on Holy Cross coming up this weekend. And for the mids on Wednesday, it was a pounding of UMES by a final count of 16-4 as they made the trek to Princess Anne for the game on Wednesday. So the mids getting set now for play in the league. And let's face it, in a league like the Patriot League, that's what it's all about. It's how you do in the league. And recap, hopefully, for the NCAA tournament by the end of the season. Yesterday in Princess Anne, the mids at 19-6-1 now, got 21 players in that game. Connor Dineen with three hits and three runs batted in for the winners for Paul Costakopoulos. We'll come back and put a bow on this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment. This is the Navy Radio Network. That'll do it for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for his technical assistance, as always. And our thanks to you for your support each and every week of the Navy Sports Magazine and all of our Navy athletic teams. Come back and join us again next week for another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Sports Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by General Dynamics Mission Systems, advancing your mission, USAA, proud sponsor of Navy lacrosse, and by Huntington Ingalls, hard stuff done right.